So if anyone would like to ask questions of Father Roy or any of the other speakers, please step up to the mic, that mic there.
I'd like to give, just a few minutes for anyone who might have questions or comments before, we break for the evening. Please.
Yes, I have a question about the bill in Congress. I'm wondering if it's a bill that simply requires that the school be closed or that it denies the United States the idea of training terrorists for action in Latin America.
Yes, thank you. This is a very important question, one that really is had us concerned, the language of the bill. This bill is to close it, to shut it down, to put it out of existence. It's to cut off funding to the school. Now, let me say this. We're also concerned that they may try, the Pentagon, of course, try to close the school here and reopen up this school, let's say, in Honduras or Guatemala. And in that bill, there is specific language that would not allow this. It says specifically that this school could not open under another name in another country. But let me say this, when this school closes, we are going to continue to monitor that situation very closely. I want to say this, we have been lied to so much by the Pentagon that we simply do not trust them. And we will monitor that situation very closely. We were very angry. Just last week, we gathered in Washington for 4 days to lobby for the bills. And also, we had at Lafayette Park in Washington, D.C., in front of the White House, a gathering of some 3,000 people from around the country. And then we had workshops and nonviolent training. And then the next morning, that Monday, we were in front of the Pentagon, over 2,000 of us, easy. I need 2,000 at least. And 55 were arrested. The Pentagon put out a press release saying that 350 gathered there. And they knew, of course, that there were well over 2,000. But let me say, it's another lie added to so many of the lies that has come like the training manuals who, for many years, they denied that these training manuals on torture ever existed. And we knew they were there because we got that information from SOA graduates. And it wasn't until they were forced to call that press conference that it was revealed. But don't worry, in a sense, that bill calls for the complete closing of the school. Very important also, we do not want this school reformed. The School of the Americas right now in the Pentagon, in the midst of this growing movement, they are trying to say, look, we've added a 4-hour human rights course at the school. We are now teaching democracy, they say. And now everything's fine. We're professionalizing the soldiers from Latin America. We say, not good enough. There is so much horror connected to this school. We want it shut down. And as for teaching democracy, if they are serious about teaching democracy, we say, they should shut down that school and send those soldiers to U.S. universities. Democracy is not taught through the barrel of a gun. The big thing, these soldiers have to learn how to relate to civilians. And one of the places... And one last thing, just so you are aware of this, they're really, really pushing hard to justify the school because now they say it's important to fight the drug war. A very important video we have on the table here, an insider speaks out, Major Joseph Blair comes forward, a former instructor at the school, joins our side, and last year we were able to interview Joe Blair, where he comes out and says that it is common knowledge at the School of the Americas that many of these soldiers coming there from Latin America are actually those doing the drug running. And I would encourage you to get this video And there's another video called School of Assassins that was an Oscar-nominated video. There are some good resources on the table there. Please.
I just want to know if there's any equivalent measures or follow-on initiatives that are being considered about controlling paramilitary forces, not just in Central America, but worldwide.
Let me say, this is an issue that while the School of the Americas is very prestigious, kind of the West Point of Latin America, our focus has been that, but there are other schools involved, training, for example, at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, what's going on in Colombia, of course, Chiapas and other countries. One concern that we have, and actually we're going to address this issue when the School of the Americas is closed, and hopefully even before then if we can get some other people to do this, there is a school called the International School at Fort Benning. While the School of the Americas trains exclusively soldiers from Latin America, it's in Spanish. And there are about between 1,000 and 1,500 arriving at this school every year. The International School trains soldiers at Fort Benning from all over the world. There are nations from Africa with their soldiers there. We believe there are people, there are soldiers there from Indonesia, the Philippines, and other countries. Right now, we don't have the resources or the staff to be able to start doing that research, but we're hoping soon that that will start. Please.
First of all, I'd just like to thank you for the example of your courage and your relentless nonviolent persistence. I'd like to announce that one of the leading architects of torture and murder and pillage that has been practiced at School of the Americas is coming to Toronto on Tuesday, Henry Kissinger. And there is a group meeting here at 11 o'clock in the morning to go down to the Harbor Castle Weston to place a citizen's arrest on Mr. Kissinger and have him deported from Canada. For crimes against humanity. So I would welcome all of you to, if you can, come down and join us. There will be a citizen's arrest around 11:45 and a vigil from noon to 1. My question to you is, given the way American politics works, we might not win a vote in Congress this year. If that is the case, are there plans to have people cross the line again in November?
You bet. Let me say this. Yeah. Two things. If it's closed before November, there probably will be a vote in Congress as early as July, but probably in September. Again, the Pentagon's fighting hard. When we were lobbying just recently in Washington, from all over the country again, coming to Washington to lobby, there were the generals doing their lobbying. If we don't close it this year, I mean, we just keep moving ahead. We're going to keep our hands on the plow. If we close it, we're still gathering at the main gate of Fort Benning for a big fiesta, and we're going to celebrate. But let me say, this year already we're organizing there in Columbus. We've got, this year we are asking, this November, if you could mark your calendar, please. We would love to have even more joining us from Toronto this November. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. That Friday, November the 19th, we're going to have our workshops on nonviolence. We have already rented this huge meeting hall that can accommodate 2,000 people. We're going to have different sessions on Friday, and Friday morning another session. And at noon Saturday, November the 20th, we'll begin our vigil with a lot of good speakers from Latin America, throughout the U.S., some from Canada, and we're going to have a lot of music. And then that Sunday, the crossing of the line, the service, the memorial service beginning at 10 a.m. And we are asking this year, and we'll get 5,000 to cross that line. But again, if you could mark your calendars, something very important for those who cannot come down to Georgia, many of course cannot, throughout the United States, and we're asking for this to happen here in Toronto and other parts of Canada, solidarity actions, solidarity gatherings. As we gather there, if you can gather here, where again our voice is that solidarity will be expressed. Please.
Padre, yo no sé hablar inglés, yo le voy a decir algo en español. Ha luchado usted mucho por la justicia y ha sufrido mucho por en su intento, ha tratado de despertar conciencias, pero yo le quiero hacer una pregunta. ¿Cómo vamos a celebrar cuando cierren el centro de clonación de mentes genocidas, alias Escuela de las Américas? Bueno, se llama Escuela de las Américas, pero es un centro de donde se clonan mentes, y mentes para matar, para dañar. Eso va a suceder, Padre, porque como usted ha trabajado mucho y está despertando también nuestra conciencia, de alguna manera, un día esto se va a lograr.
That about this celebration, the question dealt with how are we going to celebrate when we close the school? How will that take place, if I understand the question correctly? But let me say this. We have talked about this in the movement. Many of us have been in this movement for a long time. There are many in prison, some in prison now, and others will return to prison. But this celebration will be connected really to the struggle in Latin America. We feel that this will be a moment to come together and acknowledge something very important, that when people come together, little people, people without a whole lot of money or power or voices, when we come together and join hands and speak together, things happen. This change comes from the bottom up. It won't come from the top down. We, so many in this movement, I want to say this, I feel a great joy as I travel around the United States into little towns and big cities and colleges and church groups and see people working on this issue, writing letters and crossing that line or putting their feet at the gate of Fort Benning, who have never, ever done anything like this before. When I see my brother and my sister-in-law from our little town in Louisiana and my parents, who for years, it was when I went to prison, it was so hard for them. That was the hardest part of going to prison, coming from a close family, and they didn't understand why I and others were going to prison. They supported me, but they couldn't understand it, and they were hurting. And now, after some years, they are there, not only just giving the support, but they understand what this struggle is all about. And I mention this because there are a lot of people coming together and crossing the line and doing things that they've never done before. And this is solidarity, and we are going to celebrate that, but we are going to say it too as we gather. Yes, we have closed the School of the Americas, but we have to connect this issue to many, many other issues that are very big. This school is but a symbol, really, of U.S. foreign policy. We can look at this issue and learn a whole lot. And we can teach people in the United States and in Canada and other parts of the country about what the United States has been all about in Latin America. In a way, it's a teachable moment. But one thing, I received a letter recently from someone saying, you know, I have been so fortunate in the struggle. I've met so many friends, and that's the joy of it, coming together in this work for peace and justice. We meet kindred spirits. Our lives somehow has greater meaning. And she was saying, when we close the school, I'm afraid I'm going to lose a lot of my friends. No, no, no. We are going to keep moving ahead, working on many, many other issues of justice, connecting it to all these other issues. Blessed are the peacemakers. They will never be unemployed. Please.
Well, thank you very much. My name is David Orchard, and I wanted to welcome you to Toronto and thank you, Father, for your inspiring words and your courage. And I want to say that I'm glad that you didn't succumb during some of those dark nights in your prison cell. And it's maybe appropriate when you mention connecting to other issues, you give inspiration to those of us who are fighting to stop this profoundly illegal and unjust war that's going on against the people of Yugoslavia. Tonight, as the bombs are dropping on that country, there are those of us attempting to be a voice for the voiceless there. This is the big lie about this war. It's not a humanitarian bombing. It's a virtual slaughter of a population of Yugoslavia. And I just want to mention we have a table at the door there with information that people can pick up. And tonight on the CPAC, the parliamentary channel, they're airing a big meeting that we held in town here at Convocation Hall from 10 to 12 tonight on the parliamentary channel. But I wanted to thank you for your words and your inspiration, the perseverance that you've shown. That's an inspiration to many, many people around the world. Thank you.
And thank you for bringing up this very important issue about the bombing. Really, this has to be addressed. And thank you for addressing that. I couldn't agree with you more. And again, be sure and check out the table that was mentioned here. I wish we could talk more about this. I wish there was more time. You bet. Please.
Hi. I'd just like to say that it's been very brave of you coming to this city. After all you've been through, it's incredible, really. And I'd just like to say that one of the graduates from that school, I think Pinochet, last year he was arrested in Britain, and now he's going to serve about more than 30 years in prison for what he has done, and they're going to send him to Spain. And I just like to say that it's been a reward for us and for you, because you've worked so hard for all of this, and we thank you so much.
Thank you. I was just actually I was real honored to get an invitation to go to Spain in December, shortly after getting out of prison, to bring documentation on the School of the Americas before Judge Garzon, the judge who was really going after General Pinochet to get General Pinochet extradited to Spain to answer for his crimes against humanity. And it was my first time in Spain, and I was very encouraged by the knowledge and so many people so aware of Latin America and what the United States foreign policy has been all about in Latin America. And there was a lot of interest, of course, in Spain on this issue of the School of the Americas. We're able to give to Judge Garzon and his team of attorneys a complete list of all of the graduates of the school. They're particularly interested in those from Chile, Argentina, and Bolivia, who had at that time this Operation Condor. While there, too, mentioned Henry Kissinger before. When I was given a talk at the university there in Barcelona, there were a lot of questions, wherever I went, about when are we going to also have a trial for Henry Kissinger? And I want to say I think he's very concerned about General Pinochet going to Spain to answer for his crimes, because we know and they know that this is bigger than General Pinochet. What he did could not possibly have been carried out by one person. There are a lot of people in Washington, the CIA, the State Department, so many generals, and of course, Henry Kissinger was there as one of those major architects. But we're hoping, of course, they are very, very happy that General Pinochet, that the rule came down, that he will be going to Spain to stand trial. We're hoping that this process will move along very rapidly. So many there, the families of the disappeared, who for so long had no acknowledgement at all that anyone was responsible for this. He would not take any responsibility for those crimes. The thousands disappeared. And listening to the stories there, they now feel, of course, they will always grieve for their loved ones, but they feel that finally that there's more truth that can get out, and that somehow that justice somehow will move along that process, you know. Yeah, please.
My name is Francisco Rico. I originally from El Salvador, and I am here as a refugee in Canada. And one of the perspectives that I want to offer, it is the perspective of the School of the Americas as a factory of refugees, and how maybe 85-90% of the people that now are living in a peaceful Canada, if you want to put it like that, or in the United States, coming from Latin America, directly or indirectly, are related to the School of the Americas. And in our struggle in Latin America, one of the most wonderful things that we found was solidarity. And one of the beautiful things was as we saw how committed the American government of killing our people and killing everybody. So seeing as well how committed were some American citizens in terms of solidarity and denunciation and open the doors for us in America and in other countries. My question is related to, as you see, as you have said, most of the countries that have faced civil wars in Latin America, as a solution at the end, it is an amnesty or somehow a pardon for the criminals of war. Some of us believes that that's again part of the security national policy of the United States, and it's a protection from the criminal of war of the United States that have been involved in Latin America directly and indirectly killing our people. The next step of your fight will be to bring to justice the criminal of war of the United States.
Thank you for that. Let me say, I do believe that we have to start talking about what you're talking about here. Just as there was a Truth Commission report in El Salvador, and more recently in Guatemala, and hopefully there in Guatemala, that the next step will be to name those officers and those military personnel responsible for the over 200,000 who were killed there, especially among the indigenous. But there are many now who are, it's that moment, I think. During the Cold War, it was so difficult in the United States to even address El Salvador or Guatemala or Central America in U.S. foreign policy there. It's very encouraging now to be able to go into church groups and college groups and other peace organizations and talk critically about U.S. foreign policy and to analyze that. And I do believe it is very appropriate and very important that we start talking about a Truth Commission report on the United States and to start talking about those responsible for the genocide there. You bet, yes. Thank you for that.
Hi, my name is Carlos Gutierrez. I'm from Venezuela. Right now in Venezuela, there is a democratic revolution, and they are trying to defend poor people, people from the street, take them out and send them to school. And this Venezuelan policy right now is against the Americans' policy. I don't think they are liking it too much. Also, they have voted to the favor of Cuba and China and Iran, not to the embargo. And we were wondering if they are training our people in the United States right now against the Venezuelan revolution that is happening right now. And if you have any knowledge and if you have the list, if you can give it to us, please. Thanks.
Let me just say, I don't have detailed information. I can get to you, however, through our office in Washington, D.C. I'm at the office in Columbus, Georgia. We have in Washington, D.C., where most of our research is now presently be done, but we do have a complete list of all of the graduates from Venezuela, but also we can give you how many, let's say, would be from Venezuela at the School of the Americas now. But I would like, we could talk after, I would like to maybe get more specific information that perhaps could help you in your own research on Venezuela. I wish I could be more helpful right now, but I don't have a lot of that on my fingertips. But let's talk right after the meeting, and I'll try and I'll give you, you know, where we can get more information for you. I want to thank you for, for your presence here. It's been a good evening. I want to say this. This is my first time to Toronto, and it's really a joy to be here. It's a blessing, really. It's a short trip. I have a few talks tomorrow, and then Monday I have to head back. There will be actually an interview on CBC Monday morning at 9:30, a live interview for 16 minutes. That's going to be a great opportunity to get the word out throughout Canada. But again, I want to thank Assad and others of the sponsoring groups who made this all possible. As I mentioned earlier, in fact, my first interview this afternoon with the reporter is, what are you doing in Canada? what does this issue have to do with Canada? And of course, I tried to explain a lot, as we've tried to say in different ways, this issue transcends any one country. It's about, again, sisters and brothers who are being oppressed, killed, exploited. And wherever that happens, we as international citizens, really, as sisters and brothers, all connected, we've got to address that. And again, we need your voices. You help keep our hope strong. I just want to say that anger that I mentioned when I went to prison, it's still there. I'm still very angry at my country for what it has done to so many in Latin America, not only in Latin America, but throughout the world, really. How we in my country, you know, how we've lived off of the blood and sweat of so many. But this anger we've learned, and I thought about that in prison, it can't consume us. It can, but it should not. If we are to be peacemakers or try to bring peace out there, we've got to have that peace right here. You get a lot of mail in prison, and I got a letter that moved me very deeply. It was from someone I didn't know who said, what brought me into this movement to close the School of the Americas was what I saw. I saw a lot of people coming together who cared for one another. There was a joy there that really brought me into this movement. And I thought about that. And I believe it's what's going to bring people together, not only in this movement, but on any movement for peace and justice. The anger is there. How can we not be angry at our country for what it's doing? Or the apathy, perhaps, we see around us? I'm angry at a lot of our bishops in the United States, for example, a lot of our spiritual leaders who should have been the very first to condemn this school, but so many of our clergy and bishops are very silent. So many of our spiritual leaders have become corporate executives. So many of our shepherds have become government sheep. But I want to say, while I'm angry, this is not going to discourage us. This won't consume us. This movement is built on joy. And I just want to say, coming to Toronto adds to that joy. And we'll just keep moving ahead, doing what we can. I thank you, and I hope that we will maybe see some of you down there at the main gate of Fort Benning this coming November. But thanks for all your work.